The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, we're the Bay's number one hit music station. The JV Show, I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess. And let's get to our first talkback of the day. Here we go.
Good morning, JV Show. Maymay from San Jose. This shout out is to Jess. Thank you again, Jess, for my Chuggy Muggy. It was fantastic meeting you at the Cesar Chavez grand opening in Newark. You are such a cute little human being. And don't let the other two bully you about loving your cat.
Yeah.
You keep loving your cat and proudly. All right. Love you. Love you all. Have a great day.
I love my cat. And I'm proud. I think she said Cesar Chavez, but she meant Chavez Supermarket.
Yeah.
But yeah,
she meant.
I'm glad you got your Chuggy Muggy. I sent those out.
Any cat shout outs that you would like to do now?
Shout out to my cat.
I don't know. I mean, you guys want to talk about your cat love. So just like, let's let it out. Because we don't want to bully you about loving your cat. So we're just going to sit back here. And,
go ahead.
And
no, the floor is yours.
We'll give you the next couple hours to do cat talk here on the JV Show.
No, that, my cat. That was enough. But I did take quite a bit of cat pictures yesterday.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
For your Christmas card?
Not for my Christmas cat. Yeah, I am looking to order something for her to wear for my Christmas card. So
oh my God.
What? It's already by. The 11th.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's the 11th.
Like, you're almost out of time, Jess. Speaking of animals.
Yeah, I wanted to bring this up to you guys. Now, look, because, and I want Jess's opinion because she's a cat lover. And look, I'm a dog lover. Selena's indifferent to pets. We ran out of time yesterday in our Cool or Not segment. Any thoughts on advent calendars for your dog? Because I'll admit, I have one.
You have an advent calendar for Hambone.
Yes.
So your kids even have advent calendars.
They do. Okay. Also, when they were getting theirs, the dog one was right there. And they're like, we should get one for Hambone. I can't say no to that.
I think it's cute because the kids wanted to do that for Hambone.
Okay.
True.
So, I think cool.
I think if it wasn't for the kids, it might not be as cool just because the pet doesn't know that it's an advent calendar. So you could literally just give them a treat every single day and
right.
they'd be happy.
Which is what I do anyways. Anytime right. I get home, Hambone, my dog, it's a golden retriever. She knows she gets a treat.
But
when
does
I
Hambone
get home.
Open up like a little door every single day? And it's like, oh my God, today I'm getting this.
They should make them so they can. Yeah, her little paws can't get in there. She doesn't have the dexterity to get in there and crack each little thing open. And my gripe with this thing, look, it's a cute idea. My kids love because they're like, when they open theirs, they're like, oh, we need to open Hambone's. And that whole thing's cute. So I'm fine with it there. Look, if I didn't have kids and I got an advent calendar for my dog,
That's where I would say not
I'll
cool.
punch myself in the you know what.
What kind of calendars do your kids have?
What do you mean? The kind that you open and there's a piece of chocolate?
Yeah,
in
but
there.
Is it? Oh, like, it's the chocolate one.
So it's not like a theme?
No.
Like character one? Okay.
No, it's the one from Cost Plus World Market because Trader Joe's was sold out. It's right next door.
Okay. They'll have different ones.
Yeah, they have like skincare ones. They have little plushy ones.
I saw brain rot advent calendars.
Oh, don't show that to my kids. Yeah, I want the cheapest one possible. They get one little teensy tiny piece of chocolate. The dog one, could we have used a little creativity? Because it's very plain and boring. Look, the dog doesn't care what it looks like. The dog just wants a treat. But every door that we've opened so far, look, and we're 11 days into December, it's the same treat.
It's the same one. That's lazy.
I feel like they would switch it up, at least make the treat in a different shape or something.
Yeah,
this
they don't
one,
do that?
It's every time you open it, because you keep thinking like, well, this side, it's got to be something different. No, it's just the same little plastic wrap package with a couple little pellets.
What
of
a ripoff. You could have made your own.
I know. I just don't get it. Why doesn't...
Oh,
I'm
they
sure
tricked
there are
you.
Other companies that make better ones, but whatever one I got, the damn treat is the same every time.
What a scam.
Even Hambone's bored with it. She's like, yeah, whatever. Open up the little
like
window.
Like this treat again.
These things aren't even that good, but I'll eat it.
Yeah.
Whatever. Well, happy holidays.
I think cool. I'm not going to say cool. I think cute.
Yeah.
It's cute.
Oh.
Selena wouldn't get one
segment?
For her dog.
Cute or not?
My kids
oh,
don't.
That is. Yeah, cute or not.
Cute or not. Yeah,
like
did you
get,
do anything for your dog for the holidays?
No, but also my kids don't have them either. We don't really do advent calendars.
Got it. And you hate pets.
Oh, yeah, and there's that.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Time for...
Four! The four things you need a heads up on to start your day.
No big winners in last night's Powerball drawing, so the jackpot has grown to an estimated $1 billion. Finally, something worth getting out of bed for, right, Graham?
Yeah, I don't get out of bed for...
for less than a billion.
Anything less than a billion.
This is the seventh largest prize in Powerball history with an estimated cash value of $461.3 mil. Next drawing is on Saturday.
Oh, get your tickets and then huddle around with your fiance and then watch the draw and make sure you plan out what you're going to do with your winnings, obviously. Lawyer up, you know, that's what Justin...
Watch the drawing, Kick your feet while you're, like, waiting for them to anxiously, like, say the numbers.
Oh, I can't wait. Can we have a live video of you and your fan huddled around your ticket? Because I want to see the look on your faces.
I'll put a live camera, live stream.
Thank you. All right, some good news to share for Warriors fans. Steph Curry expected to return to the lineup tomorrow when the Warriors host the Timberwolves at Chase Center. Curry's been dealing with a thigh contusion, and he's missed the team's last five games, including a three-game road trip. Warriors went 2-3 during that spell. Meanwhile, Draymond Green might play tomorrow. He's been dealing with a foot sprain that kept him out of the Warriors' last two games. Despite all the injuries, the Warriors are above 500 slightly with a 13-12 record on the season.
Nice. Some fog could linger throughout the morning, but the sun will come out. You guys, highs are going to remain in the upper 50s to mid 60s. It got a little warm yesterday.
Nice.
Hey, Cancer besties.
Hey.
Your day today is going to be a 9. Your ability to really connect with others is peaking right now, so make sure you make the most of it. Whether you need to pitch a new idea at work or tell that hottie how you feel about them, now is the time. Do people still call each other hotties?
No.
Yeah.
I hope not.
Well, the psychics that wrote this are a little out of touch.
Yeah.
I'll tell them to update
this. They're stuck in the past, bro.
What would you rather use, baddie?
Ooh, yes!
Okay.
Yeah.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey, JV Show. This is Norma from Santa Rosa. I wanted to give a quick shout out to my brother. Happy heavenly birthday, George. We all miss you, and we all wish you could be here with us. It's because of him that we used to listen to The Doghouse and continue to listen today. I feel like a part of him is still with us. So for anyone out there missing a loved one, you can honor them by donating blood. Go save a life, you guys.
Yes. I was
important message and happy birthday to your brother.
Yeah, I always grapple with whether or not to play the Who Gives a Fart after these. But George used to listen to The Doghouse Show, and I bet you he would want for
like
his birthday,
funny guy.
He would love one of
That's
these.
Who gives a fart?
There you go.
There you go.
I feel like we talked about this guy a while back. His name is Denzel.
Washington?
No, Sigers or something like that. He was a short king, like was in the past. Now, after getting some leg lengthening surgery done, he's a taller man. You can check him out on the JV Morning Show's Instagram story right there. That's us. Give us a follow. Mm-hmm. So back in 2022, he went and he got some leg lengthening surgery. He was only 5'5".
Okay,
to begin with. And he said that he was always getting rejected by women and he was tired of being a short king. So he goes and he gets his surgery done. And what the surgery does is it adds 3 inches to you.
Right.
Oof. But he still wasn't tall enough. So I guess here in the United States, doctors only lengthen the upper leg because if they, it's just, there's just too many risks to do the lower leg.
It's a painful procedure. They go in.
It's so painful. They break your bones. Yeah. They put some metal rods in there. Then as your bones heal, you know, around the rod and whatnot, it kind of, it extends everything, making you 3 inches taller. And it's a long recovery process. It takes at least 3 months to recover. So that's done. And he's like, well, 3 inches, I'm still not tall enough. I need to get my lower legs done. So he goes all the way to Turkey because he couldn't get it done here. And he has another procedure done.
No.
Now the man is 6'1".
Oh, this is so sad.
So he went from what?
5'5".
5'5".
To 6'1".
To 6'1". That's like a hell of a jump.
That's a huge jump.
I'm sure he's much happier now, but it's so sad that he straight up admitted it's because of other people and not himself. Like, it's because of the women that were rejecting him.
Yeah, thanks a lot, ladies.
Hey!
An eight inch? This is a lot.
I know. It did cost him $80,000 total.
Oof.
I bet you because of the mockery from you ladies, I bet you there are a lot of guys that are like, hey, if I could jump you up 8 inches in height, because some of these other ones before sounding, you know, the surgery sound painful, and you get 3 inches more in height and it's expensive and the thing, like,
but I feel like lately we've been more like embracing the short kings. Like, we have short king spring every year.
That sounds mocking.
Why is it? It's not mocking.
Short king spring sounds like you're making fun of them.
Why? We're like embracing them.
I don't know, but in my mind, like when I hear that, like, oh, Short King Spring, you know, it sounds like it's not, you're not fully embracing. Mm. It sounds like you're having a little chuckle, like you got a little smile on your face.
I just feel like everybody is not going to be everybody's type.
Right.
But if you're going to the lengths, no pun intended, to do something like this, it should be, I'm with Jess, it should be because it's something that you want to do. Yeah. I've gotten a couple surgeries, and every time the doctor is like, you know, you have to do this like questionnaire, like, are you sure this is what you want to do? It's your decision. Or is somebody forcing you to do this? Like all these things.
And you told them it was because of your crush?
No, I told them it's because my co-hosts are making fun of my nose, and so I had to go get surgery.
And only Selena knows what this feels like.
So, did he, like, you think he lied to the doctors? Like,
I think the doctors didn't really care.
They're like, we know why you're doing this.
Yeah, these doctors don't care. They just want the money. What do you, and this is a verified, vetted story, because I'm looking at the picture on our story, and I just can't, it just looks like two different people. I mean, I get that they have a drastic height difference, but if you added 8 inches to somebody who is short's legs, it would look disproportional, right? Like, because their upper body would be still stuck in Shortville, and their legs would be, it'd be look like they're walking around on stilts, right? And like, this guy's torso and everything looks longer too. Yeah, like, I don't know, like,
maybe it's the clothing that makes
I don't know
it look like that.
I mean, it's a real story. It's the same guy. He was on TMZ Live yesterday. There's videos of him in recovery both times. Like, it's a real thing.
Yeah. No, I'm just...
I feel like with a lot of short people...
I'm just going off the picture, and it's like, right, it's almost like it doesn't seem possible.
I don't know. I don't feel like he... I don't know. I feel like
8 inches is a lot.
Right. I'm looking at his shorter picture, because again, this is on our Instagram story. I feel like his torso is almost too long for his little legs then. You know what I mean? So just adding some length to the legs, it makes it more proportionate.
Wow, you have to see. You had to call his legs little.
I just
didn't
know how
legs
toward it. But yeah, the shorter legs.
Okay, so you're saying he was like a little bit more disproportionate before, and now he's
so
more
now,
even.
So it worked out. Because I just feel like if you added 8 inches to anybody's legs, like if you added 8 inches to my legs, like it wouldn't look right. You know, you look at me like, wait, something, wait, why? Yeah, it's like his little upper body's not quite big enough, you know, for those long legs. Like it would just look a little off, because that's a drastic increase. Like
it
3 inches.
I think it helps that it was split between upper and lower leg and not like 8 inches on his thighs.
Well, yeah, that would
can
also,
you imagine?
That would also be weird. Be like, why are his knees down there by the ground? And then his thighs just go on forever. Yeah, like, because a 3-inch leg lengthening surgery, like we'd heard about the traditional, I didn't know you could do the upper and lower leg. I just heard like that was your option if you wanted to gain 3 inches, maybe 4 max or whatever, you could do the surgery that way. And like that, like, you less noticeable, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. But anything that they won't do here, just go to Turkey and you can get anything done.
Right. Yeah. And if you want to check out Grandma, I did post another video right now. It's a video where you can see him walking with the walker that he was using during his recovery. And you can get like a little bit of a better look of his movement. But pretty crazy that this is even a thing.
Very crazy. So that is on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Hey guys, good morning. This is about the Short King. I just have a question. So like, I get that he like extended his legs, but did they extend his arms too? Because usually like your arm from one, you know, fingertip to the other, that's like your height. So do his arms look like hella short now, like a T-Rex or something? I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. Anyways, have a great day. Bye.
That's a great question.
So we were just talking about this guy that got a leg lengthening surgery. He got two of them and added 8 inches to his height. Went from 5'5 to 6'1. He's lucky, because I watched the video that's posted on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. Go check it out. He looks very proportional to me. I would picture somebody going in that drastic of a height change. Yes, they go to grab a rebound. Their little arm can't reach up there and get it. You know what I mean? It would look like completely off. His wingspan looks like it would still add up.
He was always meant to be a
He was meant to be.
I think it like worked out great for him. I don't think it would work out great for everyone, because to that point, I almost think like some people would need some sort
like
of arm
lengthening.
Like
imagine Selena with eight more inches of
that
height.
That would be
like,
weird.
It just wouldn't, proportionally, like it would be strange.
Yeah. I would agree with that takeaway. Yeah. And again, if you want to see him, we have him on our story, JB Morning Show. All right. At the end of last year, we asked you, Graham, some questions to make some predictions for 2025.
Because I'd been right about, I think the reason we did that is I had some predictions in 2024 that were correct. Some, I think the MGK and Megan Fox, like breakup or something. There were a couple other things that I had nailed right. And that's why you guys were decided to throw a bunch to me. I was on a roll.
So honestly, I forgot what we even asked. I forgot about all of these. Let's run through them and see what stuck and what didn't.
Okay.
Will Jess get engaged next year?
Yes.
Oh my God, I forgot. Wow, that feels like forever ago that you predicted that.
Okay. First or second half of the year?
Second half.
Oh.
When what was the date you got engaged?
May 24th.
Almost. Okay. Almost second half.
I mean, May 24th, what's the halfway point of the year? July, the beginning of July? Like, come on.
No, but we were being specific, and so we'll give you a half point for
that. That's better than most psychics can do.
That's true.
Will Ariana Grande and SpongeBob, a.k.a. Ethan Slater, have a baby in 2025?
It's going to be close. It's going to be a cusp. I'm getting cusp vibes, meaning it could be early 2026 or the very end of 2025, but a pregnancy will happen. I'll give you that.
Wow.
Yeah, cusp vibes, though. That baby might arrive early next year.
Okay.
I think you're way off on that one.
Probably
they're
incorrect.
About
there.
To break up.
We don't know. Maybe they're breaking up because they're fighting about how they're going to raise this kid that she's pregnant with. Like that one's still not completely out. But I'll
it's
admit
on the way.
It's probably on the way out.
Yeah. Will the Warriors make it to the championships?
No.
Okay, you're right about that.
They
one
did not.
Point for there. One and a half points total.
That didn't really take much of a psychic. Yeah. Most people knew that was coming.
Will Lana Del Rey stay with her alligator boyfriend all of 2025?
Surprisingly, yes.
Wow, another point for Graham.
Correct about
They're
that
still
one,
together,
right?
As far as I know,
okay.
Yeah.
I think we would have heard about it, like, you know, big fight in the swamp or whatever.
Yeah.
That alligator guy. Yeah, they're still on a fan boat getting busy.
Will Nick Cannon have another baby in 2025?
Oh, he's due. Yeah, he'll have
so
one.
So, yes.
More.
Oh. Not have another baby.
Not that we know of.
Yeah,
that's
a big asterisk there. Not that we know of.
So we'll...
But and the year ain't over yet. And
okay.
If Nick Cannon, if there's anybody that can do it, we might learn of one. So like that, like, let's put a question mark next to that one.
Okay, but for now, no point.
Right.
Okay. Will Hawk to a Girl be on Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Oh!
She was not on Dancing with the Stars.
Nope. Surprisingly.
Will J-Lo jump back into a new relationship in 2025?
Yeah, but we're not going to hear much about it.
Oh.
That also could be a maybe.
With Keith Urban?
Yeah, that one's a question mark.
No point for that one, but...
Do we want to think that, like, she hasn't casually seen anybody or whatever, but, like, jump into a... I'm willing to say that one probably hasn't happened, but again, let's put a question mark.
There. Right.
Okay.
Will we find out for sure if Justin Bieber did, in fact, get diddled by the diddler?
We won't.
And we still don't know.
And we don't know. I mean, we
Why
know.
Would I ask that? What's wrong with me?
I know, Selena.
Isn't that crazy that story has been going on about the diddler for that long?
Yeah.
Like that all that stuff was coming out. It feels like it's been more
swept under the rug. Just
recent, but it's
no
been
one
going.
Talked about it.
In our heart of hearts, we know he did, though.
And you know what's crazy, though? A lot of people were like, you know what? Justin seems to be in a really good mood lately. And they were like, yep, ever since Diddy went to jail, like,
right.
He seems a lot happier.
I would feel a lot safer out in these streets.
Will Selena make it all of 2025 bringing her ginormous water bottle into the studio?
Oh, my God.
Every day.
Not a chance. She's already teetered on the brink of giving it up.
I could have told you that. I didn't write it yesterday.
That was an easy one.
You gave up so
you were right
fast.
About that.
I don't think your giant water jug has even made an appearance in 2025, has it?
No, it has.
Maybe early year. I haven't seen that thing in a while. That was one of those giant jugs that was trying to teach you or help coach you to drink enough water each day.
Every day,
there were little like sayings on each line as you drank farther down, like, keep going, a little bit more, right?
Yeah.
Am I making
You're
that
almost
up?
There.
No, it's like there. Yeah. I mean, it's that.
Yeah, it was stupid. Where is that thing now?
No, it's still at home. I have it. I just haven't been using it.
Got it. Okay, so what was the final tally there? Because
How
I feel like
I,
my psychic ability is pretty good.
You got a 3.5.
Out of?
That was like, I want to say like 9 questions.
She wasn't counting.
No, it wasn't 9 questions. Get out of here. I was well above 500 on that one.
There was at least.
And there's a couple question marks out there. There were a couple no's, but there are a couple question marks.
It was 9 questions.
But we're not counting your question marks. Yet.
Right, that's nothing. You don't get a point. You don't get credit for
that. Okay,
those.
But they shouldn't go against the total then either.
Okay, then 3.5 out of like 6.
Sounds pretty good.
Yeah.
That's better than
most psychics can do.
So how about this? Tomorrow, same time, Jess and I are going to bring some questions to make predictions for 2026.
All right, I'll start like channeling my psychic vibes tonight then.
Yes, okay. Do that.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, so we are making some progress in the David case. As you know, David is that singer who seemed to escape possibly, killing somebody. There was that body that was found in the trunk of his Tesla. We later found that to be 15-year-old Celeste Rivas. And it was the weirdest thing because there were no headlines saying that he is a suspect, mm-hmm. that he's been arrested. He is still a free man. But the last we heard was that he was a suspect, even though no papers were officially filed. Well, apparently they have been making some motion in this case. Apparently witnesses and people close to David have been going to court and testifying in front of a grand jury. Mm-hmm. One of those people being the general manager of David's record label. His name is Robert Morgan Roth. He was getting grilled the past couple of days, and now we know why he is such a person of interest, because along with helping to run the record label, he was heavily involved in David's day-to-day life. David had two managers. It was this guy and the other guy, John Marshall. Remember, these are the guys that signed the lease.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To David's Hollywood Hills home where, right. you know, something may have happened inside there where, you know, that's where his Tesla was parked out in front of. So they were heavily involved in his day-to-day everything. So if anybody knows his whereabouts and what mm-hmm. could have happened, it's probably these guys here. There's also another witness who was being uncooperative to the point the DA exited the courtroom yesterday and was overheard saying that if this other woman doesn't come in to testify, she'll be arrested and like forced to come in and testify in front of the grand jury.
But we don't know who this is.
We don't know who she is.
Interesting.
It's always like, as soon as someone becomes uncooperative, it's like, you know something, you just don't want to say it. Yeah. What is it?
Right.
Tell us.
It's still moving too slow.
I don't know what has taken so long, but I guess this whole week they've been bringing people in front of the grand jury to get some more details out of them.
I mean, I bet the manager guys, they've interviewed extensively. I bet those guys have some...
How can they not? If they're around him every day, 24/7, like they have to know something.
Yeah.
They helped him in my...
I did wonder that.
Are you putting that in the prediction journal?
I did wonder that.
I don't think
they did. Write that down. We'll ask Graham.
Okay.
For tomorrow, in case you missed it, we're going to ask him to make some predictions for 2026.
Oh, there could be a couple things related to that case.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That'll be tomorrow, 6:35. Grammy, what do you have in trending?
All right, we have a bunch of real-life Grinches here in the Bay Area this year that we got to talk about. People stealing Christmas decorations, even Christmas trees. What is the Bay Area? We are stealing Frenchie,
stealing
dogs.
Trees?
We're stealing it. If it's not bolted down, it's getting stolen. Sometimes when it's bolted down, it still gets stolen. A couple in San Jose says they, about a week ago, somebody came to their front yard, stole all of their Christmas decorations. They had a bunch of Disney decorations valued at more than $1,000. The couple's doorbell camera catches the person doing this, but it was like 3 o'clock in the morning. They were wearing a hooded sweatshirt and a mask, so you can't tell who it is. This person comes back several times to make sure they grab everything. I mean, this is real life Grinch stuff. The San Jose police said that suspect still out there and they don't have any information right now. So no arrest has been made there. We also have to talk about the two suspects. A lot of people saw this. They were arrested in American Canyon for stealing 24 Christmas trees from a Safeway store and a bunch of wreaths and a little bit of other decor and stuff. These two suspects, they were arrested. A lot of people saw their arrest go viral because the officer was wearing a Santa suit when he was cuffing them. I don't know if it was some sort of elaborate sting operation where there was just a Santa standing out in front of the store waiting for them to come back, because I guess they're just backing a truck up and then throwing Christmas trees into it and then driving off. And I think they did end up recovering a bunch of those trees at this that the suspect's house went around. These people were arrested. We're stealing decorations and Christmas trees, Bay Area. Come on,
what
let's do better.
What is going on?
That's not right. Mm-mm.
Go back to stealing Frenchies.
No!
No, not that.
Oh, my
God.
Go back to stealing catalytic converters.
No!
They still are. They're still doing that.
I feel like that slowed down a little bit. Knock on wood. Because I feel like the recycling centers have made it tougher for you to just show up with 50 of those things. Like, where'd you get these? I think you actually have to have some documentation about where they came from. Because before, these guys were just showing up with boatloads of them, and the recycling places were just taking them and paying them for it. Like, hello, let's figure this. There's an easy way to solve this one. You can't just show up with all these things and be like, I just happened upon these.
So they had to move on to Christmas trees.
So now we're on to Christmas trees and decorations. Got it. You don't steal people's decorations that are already up. That's annoying for a multitude of reasons. One, because it costs you money to buy the decorations, but also the time that it takes to put out Christmas decorations. It's a pain in the butt.
And you think those people are going to drive like around the corner and see your house with the exact same decorations?
Well, that's also like, what's the motive? What's the motive in both these things? Are you going to run a resale Christmas tree operation? Like, what do you have?
I feel like it's for their house.
No way. You're not stealing 24 trees just to have the most festive Christmas at your house. You're trying to make some money.
Yeah.
So are you like backing your truck up and like, hey, I got Christmas trees in the trunk of my car over here. Like, do you want one? Like, how are you reselling the Christmas trees? One.
Just like that.
I get, but where?
You just go to a parking lot somewhere.
And you're selling stolen trees?
Start your own farm.
The decorations, one, are you taking them to your house and putting them up?
Yeah, they are.
That's the motivation?
Like, what else are they going to do with them?
No, they're selling them.
But what's the resale market for used Christmas decorations?
I mean, Christmas trees are expensive. You know, if I can get one for $30 in the parking lot somewhere,
just gonna get it.
No, just kidding.
It's gonna be all dried out by the time these people turn around and sell. I don't know. What's the motivation, people? We've hit rock bottom.
Coming up next, it's our What the Bleep game. Your chance to win a chug mug here on Wild 94.9.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Wild 94.9, the Bay's number one hit music station. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Tess. Thanks for hanging out with the JV Show on this Thursday.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Kristen out of Oakland. I would love to know what Graham predicts that Beyonce's Act 3 is going to be. Does he think it's going to be a rock album? I want to know.
Graham? Ooh,
so tomorrow morning, 6:35, these ladies are going to pepper me with some questions because my psychic predictions are so good. I'm just getting sort of a Irish folk jig vibes right now, but like I'm not going to lock in my final answer. This is the vibe I'm getting right now,
but
I'm not sure what I'll be feeling
tomorrow.
Okay,
fair enough.
Good morning, Jerry Show crew. This is Juan Carlos from San Leandro. I know you guys were talking about the advent calendars. Walmart and Costco were selling Red Bull ones. I grabbed one. Pretty cool.
Dude, Selena, why do you not have a Red Bull advent calendar? I was talking about this earlier because my kids picked out one for my dog, and I was like, I don't really know what to do with this thing. But a Red Bull one, Selena?
Bro, that is genius.
An energy drink advent calendar? This is right in your wheelhouse.
I know.
But also, I don't know. That's too much caffeine, Selena.
No, that's way below her daily dose.
Yeah, I feel like it's fine.
Yeah, but that would be on top of her daily coffees here, plus Starbucks, plus Celsius.
It'd only be problematic if every little door she opened had four cans in there besides her usual afternoon three.
That's nothing. All right, let's get to What the Bleep, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what that word is and you want to leave your guess, do that on the talkback mic on the iHeartRadio app. Are you guys ready for today's clip?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever squeezed so hard that your makes a sound? My husband laughs at me every time he hears it.
Oh, my gosh.
Does it sound like this?
Yeah. Kind of.
All right, think about what that bleeped out word could be. Get your minds out of the gutter, you sickos. Whatever that bleeped out word is always something PG. So get your iHeartRadio app out. You're probably already streaming Wild 94.9 right now because you're listening to us on there. You should be. The talkback mic button is there. Just hit that. Leave us your name and your city along with your guests so we can shout you out. You got to be the first correct answer of the morning to win a JV Show chug.
That's right. We're going to play some of your talkbacks next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
This is our What the Bleep game, where all you have to do is be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to send you a JV Show chug mug. As always, when you think you know what that word is, leave your guess on the talkback mic on the iHeart app. Here's today's clip in case you missed it. Have you guys ever squeezed so hard that your makes a sound? My husband laughs at me every time he hears it. Vagine!
It is still...
I'm not going to confirm or deny.
Okay.
But just remember, this is a family show, okay? So yep. Those guesses do have to be clean. All right, let's go to some of your talkbacks.
Hey, this is Ashley from Berkeley. Is the word toothpaste? Thank you.
Toothpaste. What kind of toothpaste are you using?
Yeah, mine doesn't. My tube of toothpaste doesn't make a sound.
I've squeezed the you-know-what out of my toothpaste to get every last, and I've folded it over and squeezed it. My toothpaste has remained silent through all of that.
Mine too.
Hey, good morning, JV Show. This is Aaron from Hayward. I think the bleeped out word is gut. She got them bubble guts. All right, guys, have a good day.
Oh, sorry, I meant to hit the buzzer. Yeah. That's not it.
Hi, this is Finn from Morgan Hill, and my guess for the bleeped out word is ketchup. Thank you.
Ketchup is a great
guess.
I think everybody's ketchup bottle.
Everybody's.
God.
Whatever brand that we've been buying, I swear it's like a generic one. I think it's from Trader Joe's, or I don't know where it's from. It takes the hardest squeeze to get it started, and every time, then you end up like really squeezing it, and then it makes the sound and blasts out. It goes everywhere.
I have that too.
I hate that.
I know.
Did they not test these before they send them out to market to see if you can actually squeeze the ketchup out of it?
I thought I just had like a faulty one.
I thought we did too, but then we got another one the same thing, and it's the exact same problem. I hate it.
All right, that's our ketchup rant for this morning.
Yep. we'll have another one tomorrow for you, same time.
Same time.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
We're the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
And it's time for, well, we've been playing What the Bleep.
Yeah. Like in the thick of it still.
We're in the thick of it, yes. This is our What the Bleep game where you just have to be the first person to guess today's bleeped out word correctly, and we are going to give you a JV Show chug mug. So here's today's clip in case you missed it. Have you guys ever squeezed so hard that your makes a sound? My husband laughs at me every time he hears it. Now remember, this is a family show, so that word's got to be something clean. Let's run through some of your talkbacks now.
My name is Alex. I'm from Fremont, and I think the bleeped out word is knuckles.
That was a popular guest this morning. Thank you, Alex and Fremont, for leaving that guess. It's a good one.
Melanie from San Jose. I think the bleeped out word is pimple.
Not a lot of things gross me out, but that grosses me out.
Look, there were a few people that left that guest this morning, and look, you're lying if you've never cracked one of those where you gave him a squeeze and you haven't heard something. I've heard it.
Sometimes it's like a little pop.
Uh-huh. But I don't think it's loud enough for somebody else to hear. Like, I think you hear it
because
but...
your ears are right there, probably. Yeah.
I'm assuming there's been a pimple that has been popped that has been loud enough for someone else in the room to hear.
So gross.
Hello, this is Amaya from San Leandro, and I think the bleeped out word is eye, like your eye makes a noise. I don't know. Thank you.
You are squeezing your eyes and they're making sounds?
That or you're just squeezing so hard, like, and then your eyes start... You ever pushed around on your eye before, like near it, and it does make a sound?
Like a gooey type of.
Why is that like gooey?
That.
It sounds like there's like air moving around. Like it's like, yeah. You know, it's like a sound like that where like there's some air moving around in that tear duct or something. I don't know. Every now and again that happens, I'm like, this is weird.
Gross.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Jessica from Pinole. My guest for the bleeped out word is shampoo. Have a great day.
Shampoo.
There it is. All right, so here's today's clip, Unbleeped. Have you guys ever squeezed so hard that your shampoo makes a sound? My husband laughs at me every time he hears it.
Minus the sham. All right. When you're getting down towards the end of it. Am I the only one that adds water? I'm currently on the end of my shampoo, and I just keep adding water to the inside of it. Do you guys do that?
I do that,
Yeah, because every time every morning I'm in the shower, like, I got to remember to buy some more shampoo.
And then you don't.
And then I just go about my day and don't remember until the next morning where I'm like, hey, I got to remember to buy some more shampoo, but I don't, so I just add water to it.
I have the opposite problem where I just have, like, three different bottles of shampoo at all times.
Because you
don't
overbuy?
Because I'll buy one and then I'm like, oh, I want to try this other one. And then I'll buy those and then I just have three sets.
Oh, I get the same kind every time.
Me too.
Every once in a while I'll switch brands. Then I go back. I rotate between like two different ones.
I still feel like my shampoo like lasts like a year. Anytime I get one, I'm like, all right, well, I don't even remember to get one for a long time. It lasts me forever. Like, I don't have a lot of hair. Like, I use just a very small amount. You know?
And you save money on conditioner because you don't use that.
Yeah, what the hell is conditioner? Conditioner is a myth in my mind. I don't feel like that actually does anything. All right, let's give some shout outs first. Jessica and Pinole. What's up, Jessica? What's up? Brand new JV Show chug mug coming your way. It makes a great gift for the holiday season. Yeah. Stocking stuffer. Think about it. Or, you know, just keep it for yourself. Whatever. selfish, greedy Jessica. Get in. A couple other people came with the correct answer this morning. They weren't as fast as Jessica, unfortunately. Our buddy Rebecca in Concord had it. So did Sharifa in Richmond. What's up, Sharifa? What's up?
What's up?
Anybody else I'm missing, Jess?
Just Lisa in Richmond, who squeaked it in like a minute ago.
Well done, Lisa. I mean, not well done like you're going to get a chug mug, but like well done because you got the correct
right.
answer this
That's
morning.
That's something.
Nice job there.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Who do we have on the phone this morning?
My name is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Oh, we are great. Thank you so much. All right. We are trying to get you hooked up with these four tickets to the Exploratorium. Mm-hmm. Marcy, this is our Yup Nope game where all you have to do to win is get 3 out of 4 trivia questions right.
Dude, that's so easy.
So easy. You
Except
got
yesterday
this.
They didn't get a single one right. But today is a new
Today's
day.
Today's going to be different.
Uh-huh.
All right. Marcy, are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go with question number one. Ceviche is made by marinating raw fish in what type of juice?
Lime juice.
Yep.
There you go. I told you it was easy.
Around the room, including Marcy, everybody a fan of ceviche?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, love the stuff. All right, question number two. You get 50 points for hitting a bullseye in what game? I guess some people would call it a sport.
Sorry.
Archery?
Nope. Darts. You get a 50 spot for hitting the bullseye. That's a great guess, though.
Here is question number three. You're still all good, Marcy. You're allowed to miss one. Question number three. Nevada shares a border with 5 states. Aside from California, can you name 2 of them?
Oh, my God. Okay, so... Arizona.
She's getting in the map right now. Yeah. There's one.
Arizona.
Washington.
Nope.
Take another go.
Son of a Pacific Northwest. Washington borders Canada.
Do we give her one more guess?
How about one more guess?
Oh my God.
Visualize the map. What's Nevada touching?
And I have no idea. Oh my God.
You know it.
Oh, come on.
It's right there.
So, yeah, it's right next. It's our next door neighbor.
It's us.
It's them, us.
Them. Nevada.
God, and I can't. I don't know.
Oh. We would have accepted Oregon, Idaho, or Utah.
Yeah, they're all there. You guess Washington forgot about that pesky state of Oregon, which is right there. Although I don't always picture Oregon and Nevada as sharing a border. But Idaho, Nevada, yeah, Arizona, California, obviously.
I would say Oregon. Darn it, I should have just said it.
All right, question number four. Let's finish strong on this one. Finish this song lyric. On the 5th day of Christmas, my true love sent to me.
A partridge in a pear tree.
No, on the 5th day. On the 5th.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Golden ring.
There you go.
Yeah, she just missed her. There you go. We have to sing it.
Golden ring. 4 turtle doves. 3 French hens. 2 turtle doves. And a partridge in a pear tree.
Wow, we are so dorky.
Take that out of the podcast, Jess. Losing some major street cred. Like, I don't even want to be seen on the streets of Westside Napa anymore. I'll get laughed right out of there.
You still did miss 2.
Oh.
So you did not win our Yup Nope game this morning.
Take a moment. Say your goodbyes.
But thanks for playing. We hope you had fun at the very least. Don't hang up. I'm going to put you on hold really quick, okay?
Thank you.
All right, no problem. Have a great rest of your day. Grammy, we have some shout-outs.
You know we do. I got some DMs here. Hey, Graham, love you guys on the JV Show. My husband and I have been listening to you guys for over a decade on the way to work, and now our son listens to you guys, too. It's our son Nathaniel's birthday today. He's turning 9. He loves listening to your show and loves following along with the Yup Nope game every morning on the way to school. Happy birthday, Nathaniel. Woo! We love you so much. And that is from mom and dad. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hey, Graham, first time mom Amber sliding into your DMs.
I'm a mommy.
Amber from Vallejo would love to give a birthday shout out to my daughter, Nicole, on her golden birthday. She's 11 today on the 11th. Happy birthday to my beautiful, smart, sweet, assertive queen. I love you so much and so glad you chose me to be your mom. I don't know if that's how it works.
I'm a mommy.
Either way, happy 11th birthday from Mama Amber and baby brother Ace. Yes, happy birthday.
Who gives a fart?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Can we get a shout out for my daughter, Mia? It was her 11th birthday yesterday, and that's from your...
I'm a mommy.
From your mom. Yes, happy birthday there.
Who gives a fart?
Another one. Good morning. Can you say happy birthday to Xiomara. How would you pronounce this, Selena? X-I-O-M-A-R-A.
Xiomara?
Yep, that. Today's her birthday, and that's from her friend Melody. It sounds so easier, so much easier when you said it.
Who gives a fuck?
Another one here. Hi, Graham. Sliding into your DMs to give a birthday shout-out to Mike Bowie, wishing him a beautiful day and that we love him to the moon and back from 7-Eleven and his minions. Thank you so much. I don't know.
Who gives a fuck?
Like the entire chain of stores, 7-Eleven? I don't know. I have questions. All right, another one here. Hey, Graham, want to send a morning shout-out to my babies, Liam and Sophia. We listen to you guys every morning on the way to school, and I'm on a work trip right now, missing them so much. They're probably listening to you guys with Dad this morning, and I want to tell them all that I love them so much. Special shout out to Dad for holding it down while Mom's on a work trip. Love you guys, and nice. Have a great day. And that's from Mom Lynette. Yes, shout out to Liam and Sophia listening.
Who gives a fart?
And one more here. Good morning, Graham. Sliding into your DMs for my sister-in-law, Vicky. We'd like to wish her a happy birthday today. Our husbands think we're both too involved with the lives of the JV show, but who gives a fart what they think? Enjoy your weekend getaway. And that is from Melissa, that. Yes.
Who Happy gives birthday. A fart?
You can never be too involved.
Right. Is there such a thing?
In our lives.
I don't think so.
Unless you have a telescope outside of Selena's bathroom
that's
window and you're
weird,
like looking
yeah.
in
Drop
at her
the binoculars,
shower.
You creep.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
Other than that, though, we welcome it.
Yeah, we appreciate you.
Today's Hottest Trending is next.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Morning, JV Show. It's Luffy from the East Bay. I have a cooler not for you guys. Receiving a Christmas card that has maybe like 6 to 8 pictures on the front and another 6 to 8 on the back, and then a summary of the year. Also, I did receive my tag mug. Yay! Thank you, Jessica Matias. People out there, check your spam in case you think that she's not doing her job. She's on it. All right. Love you guys. Have a great day.
She's on it.
Most of the
sometimes.
Time. What do you guys think about the Christmas card, cool or not? Bunch of pictures, both front and back, and then a summary recap of the year.
I think cool,
especially if it's somebody that you maybe don't see as often, because then you get a little recap of everything.
And sometimes you take so many pictures, you can't decide. Yeah. They're all so good. You have to use all of them.
Yeah, I'm fine with it. Do whatever you want on your holiday card. I always think I should write a recap. And then part of me is like, nobody really gives a fart. And also, I'm too lazy to do that. And then sometimes when you get one with a way too long recap, it's like, I didn't need to know that about your family. Just show me the picture of you and your kids.
Or it's like, I already That's knew all. So-and-so graduated this year.
Right.
Is that a common thing to do?
It's not as common as it used to be, I think. I think that's it was sort of an old school thing on Christmas cards. You used to like really like write out, oh, Timmy's playing baseball this year and blah, blah. It used to be like that.
I guess now you don't really need to because we have each other on social media. It's like we know what you've been up to.
Okay, but I was thinking that last night as my wife was stuffing our Christmas cards into the envelopes. It was like there's just one picture on the front and one picture on the back. And I'm like, well, people already... You know, the majority of people have seen a picture of us before because they see us on social media or whatever. Like, what are they getting out of it? You know, I'm almost like there should be a recap to give them a little nugget of information that they don't already know, right?
Yeah. I don't do that. I feel like it's just more from like a happy holidays from us on the card.
I guess.
That's it. Yeah. Just keep it simple. Uh-huh. Well, that's what I do.
Hottest things trending.
It's all the stuff you need to know. What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
Okay, first things first. The hot teacher from Santa Cruz is full on shooting his shot at Khloe Kardashian now.
This is not a drill, people. It is happening.
We talked about this guy on yesterday's show, in case you missed it. Jacob is a high school teacher in Santa Cruz. He teaches math and biology. His posts get a pretty good amount of attention because of how good looking he is. Well, it caught the attention of Khloe Kardashian. One of his posts earlier this week, he said, you know, someday a woman will ask me how my school day was. And then Khloe commented and was like, how was your day? He did comment back, but apparently that wasn't enough because yesterday he posts a follow-up video with a message for Khloe.
All right, so since my post kind of blew up and your comment went a little viral, my entire town knows about it. My students keep bugging me about it and my family group chat's just been nonstop. I figured, why not shoot my shot? This Saturday I have a staff holiday party and I would absolutely love if you came as my date. If you can't make that work, then maybe Chris can add me to your holiday party. But in all seriousness, I'm going to be in Southern California during winter break, and I would absolutely love to hear how the rest of your day went.
What do you guys think?
He blew it. Yeah. He totally blew
Why?
It.
I'm with you.
He should have left it at the asking her to join him at the staff party. right there. That's it. You don't go, well, actually, in seriousness, I'm going to be in your area. No, you've blown it at that point. People have gassed you up too much on this thing. Invite her to be your date to the staff party. That's cute.
Leave the ball in her court.
And like, after that. You never know. Like, that would go super viral if she did show up, and maybe she would. Like, but when you're like, hey, I'm going to be in your town over winter break, maybe we could. No, you blew it, dude. Yeah. It's done. It's over. You flew too close to the sun, and your wings melted.
I was thinking he kind of blew it by posting the video at all, because he seems a little awkward or like uncomfortable in it.
Really?
Oh, it's major dork alert. Yeah. But again, that part, it could have been cute and sweet. Just leave it at the invite to the staff party.
I agree with you,
then,
Graham.
It's like wholesome and cute. That's and like great. And then people, because, you know, even if she doesn't show up, then ladies across the country are just swooning.
Swoon, you're right.
But then he's like, oh, I'll be there. In all seriousness, winter I'll break. Be there for my winter break. Shut up, dude. You blew it. It's over. Ball even, fumbled at the goal line.
Even the joke of like, or maybe Chris can invite me to her holiday.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, that's not
that
gonna
didn't
happen.
Land either. It's over. We're done with this dork. Sorry. We've moved on. Dude, he almost had it, too.
Yeah. And you wanted to be twinning with this guy, Graham?
Yeah, you said yesterday that this guy looks just like you.
Now, look, I've seen that. Yeah, the dork part we have in common, for sure. It's in our DNA. I was just merely commenting on the video that was kind of from far away that we posted yesterday. Because, like, the profile, like, it looked like me from far away. I've seen the video now, him talk. Everyone sent me the DM. Like, here's him close up. Like, okay, yeah, I don't know. I still think we kind of resemble each other.
He's still on our Instagram story. If you missed it, if you want to go check him out, go to JV Morning Show on our IG. All right, Graham, let's get to what you have in trending.
All right, another day, another viral incident involving a Waymo car, this time in L.A. A mom posted a video to TikTok saying, quote, I ordered a Waymo for my daughter and a random was in the trunk. Have you guys seen this?
No.
So the Waymo pulls up the video, and it is a real video because she showed a follow-up and police officers were there, and they were actually talking, and then they themselves, the mom and the daughter, were talking to Waymo, a customer support, and like then you can see police officers talking to this guy. To if you've never been in a Waymo before, they're like they're Jaguar cars, right? Mm-hmm. And trunk is not really the right word. It's like I picture trunk being like closed in, you know, like you close the trunk on a car. This is like he's just over the back seats. You know what I mean? It's open into that trunk area. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
It's more of a hatchback, I guess. I don't know, whatever you call that. Mm-hmm. So, like, they're talking to the guy, and she's like, how did you get in here? And he's like, they put me in here. And the mom's like, who's the they? And she's like, and he says, the people. I don't know if he was, you know, mentally unstable or whatever, but there is a dude back there, and he can't get out. He can't let himself out. And the backs of the seats are a little too high up, so I don't think he can climb forward into the seats, if that makes sense. So he's sort of stuck back there. Obviously, they alert authorities to this and are very shaken. Although, in the follow-up video, it seems like they're scheduling another Waymo ride to take the daughter wherever she's going. Everyone in the comments is like, no, what are you doing to find an alternate method of transportation? Waymo, again, did confirm this was an actual incident, and their support team assisted the rider, they said, and everything was okay, and they followed up with them afterwards and offered them a credit for future rides for free or whatever.
The guy who was in the trunk?
No, the mom. Okay. The mom and the daughter.
Oh, that's nice. No, you were locked in one of our trunks. I don't know. Here you go.
I don't know if that guy was arrested or what ended up happening with him. But it does beg the question, and this is what a lot of people want to know. Those cars are absolutely coated in sensors and cameras. The entire thing is one spinning sensor and camera. How is it possible for a guy to climb into the trunk of a car and then have it driving around and pick someone up on the next ride and not know the guy is back there? That is a major security issue, particularly because worst case scenario of all riders you're about to is put your daughter into one.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine you're about to put your daughter in a car and some strange man pops up from behind the back seat? This is an issue. This is a major issue.
How did
the car not know? And look, these Waymo incidents are going viral because they're rolling them out everywhere. There's tons of them, and they're hitting the streets and cities all over, and they're hitting our cats and our dogs, and a woman gives birth in one. We talked about that yesterday. Everything's happening in Waymos because just the sheer volume of cars now, they're out there. But how does a man get into the back trunk area behind the back seats and the car and the company not know?
That's insane.
That's an issue.
I mean, they should be allowed to go. I mean, they should be able to go back and look at those cameras or...
I'm sure they are.
Or can't they? Because we said the same thing. I know this is a little sidetracked, but we said the same thing about the David case. They find the body in the back of his Tesla. Oh, those things are covered in cameras. Why can't they just review that? Why didn't they?
Yeah. Great question.
Maybe they actually can't.
Or maybe they can and you can't tell who the person is or something. Who knows? Right. I'm sure they're trying to figure that part out. But this one, Waymo, you got some explaining to do.
Yes. And if you want to check out the video that Graham was talking about of the man in the back, the one that was recorded by the women in LA, it's JV Morning Show.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, guys. It's your boy, Andy Luna. I woke up sick as a dog today, but I was hoping you guys can help me give a huge shout out to my beautiful baby girl, Cielo. She's turning 9 today. It's her birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Woo!
Happy birthday!
Yeah, happy birthday!
Who gives a fart?
And feel better, Andy Luna.
Great point, yes. Yeah. It's Wild 94.9. We're the Bay's number one hit music station, the JV Show. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
How many days till Christmas? 14, guys. 14 more days. How many days until the JV Show goes on vacation? Really soon. All right. Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
Hey, we're not good. Yep. Comment on that.
Yeah, 14 days. 14 days
until Christmas, yeah.
Yeah, until Christmas, yeah. Yep. People start complaining about any time we take it down.
I know. Let us live a little.
This is a good reminder, though, if you are doing some Christmas shopping. I've noticed that, even on Amazon, it's like, hopefully arrives before Christmas. You know when they start changing it from the two-day shipping to all of a sudden
arrives before
Christmas, and then that date sometimes moves. So get your orders in.
Yes, ASAP.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
How many days until vacation? I mean, how many days until Christmas?
14.
It's Wild 94.9.
Can we talk to everyone in a relationship right now? Because today is a scary day, you guys. Today is the biggest breakup day of the year.
Wow.
Alert, please, Graham.
Today's the biggest breakup
day? Today is the biggest.
More than 2 weeks before Valentine's Day? I thought the biggest breakup day of the year would be in January.
I thought it was the day after the Super Bowl.
No.
What?
I don't know why. I thought it was the day after Valentine's Day.
No. I read that apparently this is like a phenomenon that has been observed for years, with data suggesting that today is very significant for some reason for relationship endings. That could be because of increased pressure, financial stress, all because of the holidays. They're approaching. They're almost here.
Yeah, I could see that.
You have to start buying Christmas gifts.
You have to go to that, the person's family party, and you don't even like them. You don't want to hang out with their family. Mm-hmm. So right now, anything after this point is going to be too soon to the holidays. It's going to be too obvious that you're breaking up with them because of the holidays.
But it's already too close.
I think
you got to break up 2 weeks before Thanksgiving. Give me that date. It should be right after Halloween or something. That should be the most popular breakup day.
But you still want the food. You still want to eat their family's food.
I don't know. Yeah. I would rather enjoy a drive-through meal than awkwardly sit at somebody else's family's Thanksgiving that I did not want to be with.
Now, people say that apparently this is close enough to the holidays where to avoid awkwardness, but not so close to where you're cruel.
No, it's cruel.
I still think it's cruel.
By today, the 11th, you should have already bought your significant other a present, or at least know what you're going to buy them, and then you're instead going to break up with them today? That is bold.
They say a lot of people, we're getting closer to the end of the year. People are kind of reevaluating their lives, their relationships.
Do I want to spend $200 on a new vacuum for this person?
They're looking for a fresh start.
The beginning of the year. New Year's. I could see that.
So they're like, why am I even going to meet the family if, I don't even want to start the new year with this person.
It's a good point. I mean, I guess you would rather get, let me ask this. Would you rather get broken up with today, December 11th, and go through Christmas and New Year's Eve all mopey? Or would you rather get broken up with, on the 3rd, right after the holidays?
After the holidays.
Oh, no, because I'm already depressed enough.
Because then I'd be like, what was Christmas and what was that New Year's kiss for? It was all a lie!
I think right after Christmas would be the more ideal time. Because, I would be single and sad New Year's.
Oh, so you thought it up on New Year's
Eve. Yes, so my girls would drag me out of the house you're coming out
here. I don't really want to go out. Yes, I do.
Yes.
Let's go.
That's a good point. Okay,
Slam down, I don't know, 30 White Claws and just hit the dance floor looking for some dude to smooch at midnight.
Yes.
You're right. I think Selena's got it.
Yeah.
So between Christmas and New Year's, that's that sweet spot.
That's a sweet spot. The 28th, the 29th.
Yes.
Watch out, couples. If you guys don't have that strong relationship, Selena just gave a lot of people an idea.
All right. We're going to continue this meeting in the ladies' room. Coming up next here on Wild.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Good morning, JV Show. This is Brenda from San Jose, and I was hoping, and I'm a little late, but we woke up late. I was hoping I could get a birthday shout out for my baby boy, Axel. He turns 5 today, so he is so excited. A big 5. Happy birthday, baby.
Aww, yeah, happy birthday, Axel. It's never too late for a...
Who gives a fart?
That's right. By the way, we're the JV Show on Wild. I'm Selena.
I'm Graham.
And I'm Jess.
Oh, my God, guys. I literally almost spit out my whole little medicine ball tea from Starbucks because iHeart has an Elmo commercial playing, and it just reminded me of the Wild Thoughts yesterday, and... Oh my God, it just cracked me up. Like, Elmo, like, you're disgusting. You're disgusting. You guys are disgusting. You guys are gross. Bye, Daisy from Lodi.
Thank you.
Okay, a couple
very
things.
Much.
Don't blame us. Secondly, we do have a post-show podcast we do on Tuesdays called Wild Thoughts. Go listen to that. You need to be 18, maybe 21, maybe 40 to listen to that.
Yeah.
And Elmo is the disgusting one. Elmo left a talk back for us, and we played it because it was so foul, Elmo.
Right,
shame on you. Yeah. No. We had to play it in the Wild Thoughts podcast and air it there because it's definitely not safe for the airwaves.
No.
Shame on you, Elmo. But save Sesame Street, you guys. Donate if you can. We have a spot running for them. Sesame Street needs your donations.
Yeah. Graham, do you have anything for our meeting in the ladies' room?
I do. Have you ladies ever heard of lightning butt?
No.
Talk to the butt.
Apparently, this is an issue. And look, this is news to me. I was not familiar with lightning butt, but
Lightning McQueen I'm familiar with.
Lightning McQueen, somebody totally different. Lightning butt is a symptom of, and it could have a different medical causes for it, but apparently lots of ladies, some guys too, but mostly ladies report having lightning butt at least a few times a month. It's a sharp zap of pain that originates obviously in your butt.
Wet from my butt.
I think that has happened to me.
And it's a shooting pain sensation that happens. Now look, generally it's caused from some sort of spasm of the, you know, or pelvic floor muscles, the muscles down there. And
things are just spasming.
Like
down
you're
there?
Getting a spasm and it's delivering just this sharp jolt of pain.
Whoa.
They call it lightning butt. Ladies, have you ever experienced lightning butt? Because again, this is the first time I've ever heard of it.
Talk to the butt.
I think I have.
It's like a butt cramp?
It's not really a cramp. It's more of like a sharp zap of pain, and then it just goes away. They say it's just like you get the sharp zap, and then nothing lingers. There's no lingering pain. It just kind of goes away. You ever had, Selena, you look like you're over there nodding like, yes, I am a lightning butt survivor.
Yeah,
Thoughts? Hashtag Hayward Strong.
I didn't know there was a name for it, but yeah, every once in a while there's that, and then it just like, then it goes away.
Just forget about it, though?
Yeah, I think.
Like an electric shock right there.
Wet from my butt.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I have.
Like it's so painful.
Yeah, but then it's just like, yeah, gone after that.
That's
Jess,
never happened to
you've
you,
never
Jess?
Had lightning
I don't
butt?
Think so. I mean, I've had like, you know, cramps and like, pain, but not, I don't think I've had like a sharp pain back there.
Talk to the butt.
Okay, we are.
I'm glad I'm not the only one then, if people are reporting this happening to them.
Yeah, according to this research, like a lot of people say they experience this several times a month, and then people
say mine's not that often.
Okay, you're more of a biannual lightning butt.
Maybe in an entire
tri-annual?
Year, maybe three, four times.
Okay.
So quarterly, maybe quarterly.
But a lot of people in this research say that they experience this, a sudden, sharp, electric, shock-like pain in and around the... right there. And look, this article I was reading said there's a bunch of different causes, things that could cause it.
Yeah, so what does cause it?
Well, there's all sorts of explanations, and none of them are really any huge cause for concern. It could be anything from, you know, different medical conditions, just some random out of the blue kind of spasm, cramping.
Weird.
It could be.
But this
nothing.
Has never happened to you?
I don't know. Now that, see, now
ask
that,
your
now,
wife if it's
now
happened
that
to
you're
her.
Listening and just you, maybe, because a lot of people, maybe, you know, you get that little zap. Oh, ow. What was that? And then you go about your day because the pain doesn't linger.
Right.
So maybe you are just a hashtag lightning butt survivor and you just don't know it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not.
That could be possible.
On your radar.
Right.
Maybe it like zapped all the way to my brain and it like erased my memory.
So if you could carry a lightning butt journal around with you and anytime you get a zap, that way you'll jot
it
down.
That's a great idea. And then report that back to us.
Yeah, now that I know about it, obviously I'll be more aware.
Obviously.
Yeah. Anyways, lightning butt.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Got an actual lightning butt diagnosis caused from my pregnancy. And it happened all the time while I was pregnant with my second kid, but not my first.
There you go. So I was just talking about, because I came across this article yesterday about lightning butt, and I was like, I have never, ever heard of this before.
Talk to the butt.
And apparently a lot of people have, and there you go. There's a lightning butt survivor brave enough to come forward and share their lightning butt struggles here on the air. Selena, do you think pregnancy had anything to
do with it? It probably did. It probably did happen more pregnant, because it doesn't happen too often.
Again,
like
it's,
now,
it's like
regular.
They say it's like a sharp electric zap, you know, straight
wet
from
my butt.
Right in your butt.
Good morning, JV Show. So you guys are talking about the whole lightning butt. I've heard about some of my friends talking about it, but they get that during certain times of the month, if you know what I mean. So I think it's pretty common. So yeah, well, hope you guys have a good day. Bye.
Yeah, Graham, you did say it's more common amongst women.
It is.
Than men.
I'm also shocked that this is not something that, you know, those commercials whenever it's like, Rimvoke, and it's some prescription drug you've never heard of, and they're like, side effects may include nausea, vomiting, drowsiness, diarrhea, lightning butt, prolonged hiccups, loss of fingerprints. You know, it's just like stuff.
Loss of fingerprints.
Just like all the, whatever, like the most ridiculous side effects you've ever heard. How has lightning butt not ever been listed in there?
Good question.
Hottest things trending.
It's all
didn't
stuff
mean to besmirch the great name of Rimvoke.
What's hot in music, movies, shows, and the most talked about stories happening today in the Bay.
All right, did you guys know that Justin Bieber is selling 3D printed shoes?
Huh?
Yeah, go check these out on our Instagram story, JV Morning Show. So over the weekend, his Skylark brand, didn't even know he had a new brand, but he unveiled this brand earlier this year. Skylark teamed up with footwear tech company Zellerfeld to show their new shoe called the Earth Bender. They did a 4-day pop-up in Tokyo where people could buy these bright lilac colored shoes. They kind of look like soccer cleats. That's where they took a lot of inspiration from. Would you guys ever like in a million years wear these things?
What in the adult toy on your foot is this? Are you kidding me? This
you
thing
would wear
looks
these?
Like it belongs at a Good Vibrations adult store.
I don't know that I would wear them fashion wise, but I want to try them because they kind of look like Crocs.
They look like they're made out of the same thing that like a Croc would be. Croc, they're probably comfortable, but they look so stupid.
They're horrifyingly ugly. They look like a cross between Crocs and Yeezys or something. This looks like, if you told me Kanye invented this, I'd be like, oh yeah, that tracks.
Right.
It looks like that. But this,
I don't
in
like
this
it.
Color looks particularly like something that should take some batteries that Jess finds in her mom's nightstand.
Hey.
Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm getting. That's the vibe I'm getting from these things.
So go check those out on our IG story. Really quick, some pretty big names going to be involved in the next Met Gala. We already talked about how the Bezoses are financing.
Bezos
are financing the entire thing. Well, yesterday, Vogue announced that three really big celebrities are going to be working alongside Anna Wintour. Beyonce, Nicole Kidman, and Venus Williams will all be co-chairs for the 2026 Met Gala. Beyonce, kind of a surprise there because she hasn't even been to the Met Gala since like 2016. And now she's going to be one of the ladies helping to plan the celebrity guest list because, you know, it's invite only. They're also in charge of like decor for the event and then curating the menu for the night. That's what the co-chairs do.
Really? Boring.
And the theme, in case you forgot, costume art is what it is.
Who gives a fart?
And once more for good measure.
Who gives a fart?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, Graham, what do you have?
All right, Time Magazine just unveiled the 2025 Person of the Year. Drum roll, please. Actually, any guesses?
I don't know.
Who was big this year? Now, look, it's not the person of the year doesn't mean like the best person of the year. It just means the person that shaped and grabbed the most headlines over the previous 12
months. Blake Lively. Taylor Swift.
Nope.
Katy Perry. Ryan Reynolds.
Taylor Swift got it, I think, 2 years ago. 2023, Taylor Swift was the person of the year. Last year, Sydney Sweeney was the president. Sydney Sweeney's a decent guest.
Dwayne Johnson.
Katy Perry, she went to space. Justin Trudeau.
None of that. It's actually not a person. Time Magazine's 2025 Person of the Year. It's not a dog. And it's not a cat.
Check out my cat.
The architects of AI were named Time Magazine's Person of the Year today. They're saying 2025 was the year that artificial intelligence roared into view with no turning back. In a social media post, Time Magazine said, quote, for delivering the age of thinking machines, for wowing and worrying humanity, for transforming the present and transcending the possible, the architects of AI are Time's 2025 Person of the Year. That doesn't really make sense because it's a bunch of people.
Group of people,
it's
right.
It's all just people that are working on AI, of which there are tens of thousands of millions. I don't know how many. Lots.
So that sucks, though, because the people that do, they're not even getting recognition for real because they're lumped into this group in this article.
Yeah. I mean, while I agree, AI is probably the thing that has shaped the most headlines and garnered the most conversation this year. It did beat out, you know, a few other people. The new Pope, Pope Leo, you guys.
He Pope Leo, got it. I like
should have been, I mean, he, I feel like definitely should have been in consideration given, you know, all the buildup to finding out who the next Pope was going
to be. The Pope draft, that was big. The
2025 Pope draft, that was a big one. Some other big names on that list as well, you know, some different politicians. New York mayor-elect Zoran Mondami, that was another popular potential candidate, as well as Sam Altman. He's OpenAI, you know, ChatGPT's main head honcho dude. But he sort of is lumped in there, I guess, with the architects of AI. So there you go.
Next year's Person of the Year is probably going to be an AI character.
Yeah. An AI influencer. So with the 2026 selection.
So weird.
Time Magazine selects fake influencer, AI influencer.
Weird.
This is iHeartRadio, and iHeart, we are guaranteed human up here.
We are humans up
AI
here.
Slap.
Don't slop. Come for us.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.
Going back to something we were talking about a little earlier.
Lightning butt. This is something that I had no idea of. This is news to me that many women, some guys, experience lightning butts, a sharp, intense pain. From your, you know, from the butt.
Talk to the butt.
Okay, you guys. I'm so happy that this was brought up. I feel like you just read my mind, Graham. I was just talking to my husband yesterday, asking him if he's ever experienced lightning butt because it hurts. I usually experience it when it's that time of the month. And it really sucks. Jess, you're very lucky to be a survivor.
Or to not have had to survive it.
Well, I'm keeping a journal from now on.
Yeah, she's going to journal her lightning
document.
Butt.
All of it.
To track the symptoms. She doesn't know if she's a survivor or not. Selena said she is a survivor. Hashtag Hayward Strong. Hashtag we will rebuild.
Thank you. All right, so what do people want for the holidays?
So I want to know how you feel about the number one thing that Americans want for Christmas. It is cash.
Give it to me.
Cash, really? Actual stacks of real paper money, or just like, what's your Cash App? Like, let me send you some money.
Either one,
or even things like getting your bills paid. That's another thing.
That'd be nice.
Hey, if you could log into my PG&E account, just pay that next bill. We've been running the heat a lot. I'll be honest with you. You could cover
Who's doing this? Sugar Daddy Santa?
Seriously.
I know. Well, that's the top thing, apparently. 58% of Americans, according to this new survey, would prefer the gift of cash.
I mean, I get it. I mean, we're in an affordability crisis right now. Crisis. Everybody in this country that's going to work day in, day out is getting squeezed right now beyond belief. If you're rich, a tech billionaire, whatever, you're having a great time. Billions are just stacking upon billions. But for the rest of us, we're getting squeezed.
Right.
Think about yesterday on my drive home. The toll's going up 50 cents after they already went up a dollar a year ago. I hit two bridges every day, the Bay Bridge and the Carquinez Bridge. That's $1 a day. And you're like, a dollar a day. Well, add that up over the entire year, what kind of hit is coming to your wallet. And a lot of people commute, have the same sort of thing. And it's like, when you add that up, we're talking about hundreds of dollars a year that's suddenly added to our budgets or subtracted from our budgets. I don't remember voting on that.
But would you guys actually gift somebody money for the holidays?
Well, unless that's the thing that was on their wish list and that's what they asked for, then but I just feel
I rarely do that.
Yeah.
Unless it's like a teen where it's like, I know all they want is money.
Don't you feel like you have to, that somehow getting the gift card, rather than giving somebody $25, cash because you're like, nah, that seems pretty impersonal. I'm going to get him a $25 gift card, mm-hmm. as if that's somehow better, to Starbucks. And like, in actuality, it's not better because then you wind up with $1.12 left on there that you don't ever use. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're better off giving the $25 and letting them decide if they want to take it to Starbucks or not.
That's a good point. But then don't you think there's like something about getting like a gift?
Agreed.
Yeah, yes. And I'm not saying it has to be something expensive. Like if it's something even that somebody made for you, I think, yeah.
I don't want an artwork made out of dried macaroni noodles. I'll take the cash instead.
But times are tough. What if that's all somebody can afford to make for you and they want to do something nice? You're going to accept it?
Yeah, I think it's sweet. I don't know a lot of people that give or even get money. It's always a gift.
Let me enter this into evidence. Selena, that's what you got for Christmas last year. You got
except for that.
You got cash.
Wait.
From your husband. Do you not remember this? Because
I
remember it because I get roasted year in and year out. Every single year, you guys roast me for the gifts I give my wife. And then thank you to your husband who came in and just took the... I just passed the torch right onto him because he gave you cash for Christmas. I don't feel like you got substantially roasted for that like you should have.
Yeah.
Or he.
But I liked it.
Yeah, because I remember it being a pretty sizable sum. So who wouldn't like it?
I enjoyed
but
that.
But that wasn't on your wish list.
No, but I didn't have a wish list. I never asked for anything. You know?
Right, but
you know
what I mean? Okay.
And he's the only person who I know who will, and he does it, like my mom, for example, he'll give my mom money because like he doesn't go out gift shopping. So like whatever holiday comes around, oh, here's money.
But is that the easy way out? Like to back to the thing you just said, I'd rather have something thoughtful made out of macaroni and Elmer's glue on a piece of paper.
It is, but I kind of sense that things are changing just a little bit because times are tougher now that more people would rather have, like, if you're willing to give the cash, then give to the cash.
Well, I agree with that. I mean, I agree with that. We all, look, everybody would want it. I'm just coming from a guy who's been roasted for his gift giving about things not being thoughtful as I've gotten my wife because, look, my wife doesn't ever very rarely ask for anything. I just listen all year long and then I have a notes thing in my phone and I just jot down the things that she says she needs. And you guys kill me for that because sometimes the thing is a spatula. Or a vacuum or whatever, some new doorknobs or whatever it may be. And
it could be something thoughtful. I'm sticking to that.
But that stuff is more thoughtful than straight cash because I have put some thought into it by being attentive and good husband listener. But you guys can roast on for the gifts. Fine, roast me, but whatever. At least I'm like, this dude's paying attention.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have a point there, but I'm still gonna have some thoughts.
That's fine.
Every time you come up with what you got.
It makes a good bit. We'll discuss after Christmas what I got this year.
The JV Show on Wild 94.9.